So now we have this property, which goes with each method which fits in this scheme. So now I want to give you a first answer to the question, how do we perform these two tasks? And the first way to answer leads to the conditional gradient method, which is actually well known as the Frank Wolf method. Okay. Which has been very, very popular for a long time, in particularly among engineers dealing with transportation problems. Okay, it has been used, let's say, almost up to date. Though I will show you when we'll make some simulations with MATLAB that does not have very good properties, but it's very simple. Okay. Well, the idea is the following. We need to perform these two tasks. Okay. Well, we want to evaluate if this is positive for all possible x. Okay. Well, let's make it into an optimization problem, which is the minimum value of this point of this function. Subject to x belongs to capital X. Okay. I want to solve this. If I solve this problem, I can get the answer to both my tasks. Why? Okay, first thing. Do we have any information on this minimum value? Yes. Xk belongs to capital X. Okay? Here Xk is fixed. Okay? The variable is X. Okay? If we take X equal to Xk, what is the value of this objective function? Well, these are the coefficients, and this is xk minus xk, 0. It's the 0 variable. So, for x equals xk, this function takes value 0. Okay? So, this minimum is less or equal to 0. Okay? So, you have two values. It is 0, or it is negative. Okay? Suppose it is 0. What does it mean? If the minimum value is 0, it means that this quantity, the objective function, is greater or equal than 0 whenever you take x in capital X. Okay? By definition of minimum 1. So, if I solve this problem and I get 0 as an optimal value, I know that the optimality condition is satisfied. Okay? And so I answered the yellow task. And I don't need the orange task. Okay? Because I stopped. Well, suppose this is not true,
and this minimum value is negative.
Well, I have found the answer to the yellow task, because if this minimum is negative, let's take the optimal solution of this problem. So let's take x k bar as an optimal solution of this problem. Okay. These answers,
no, the orange ones.
Because since it's a minimum point, xk bar belongs to capital K, and this quantity is negative. Okay? So, here we have the yellow mask, and here we have the So, solving this optimization problem gives you the answer to both tasks. You solve the problem, you get zero as an optimal value, you stop. If the optimal value is negative, you take the minimum point. And you have found your feasible direction. Okay? Why is this called conditional gradient? Because here, the objective function is given by the gradient, but you are not considering all possible directions x, but those which are only in the physical regions. Okay? And Frank Wolf are the names of the two scientists who devised these algorithms in the mid-50s. So these algorithms are so almost 60 years. Okay. Why was it so popular? And it's still a bit popular. Well, let's see the objective function. Okay. The objective function here is the following. The gradient of f at xk, which is a given vector, fixed vector, times x minus the same gradient times xk, which is given. Okay? So, this is a fixed number, and this is a fixed vector of coefficients. So, the objective function of the Frank-Wolf subproblem is affine. Okay? Okay, you don't need to consider this. Okay? It's just the same here you erase this part. Okay? Because this just gives you a constant value. It's not needed actually. Okay? So you are minimizing a linear function. You are minimizing this. This is a constant value. Okay? You are minimizing this over a feasible region. So you are minimizing a linear function. So you are minimizing a linear function over a convex function. Well, In case your convex set is a polyhedron, well, what you have, you minimize a linear function over a polyhedron. What is this? Operations research, second year undergraduate program. This is a linear program. This is linear programming. Okay? In case the feasible region is a polyhedron, what you are asked here is to solve the linear problem, a linear programming problem. Okay? And so you can use any of the methods, you know, from the simplex to more advanced methods. Okay? And this is the reason of the success of the Frank Wolf or conditional gradient method. Okay? Often in transportation, the constraints are linear. So the feasible region is a polyhedron. So you are asked to solve a sequence of linear problems. Okay? Though your original problem is not linear, because here what you did is take a linearization of the objective function. Okay? Somehow here, let's see this. Consider it once again Taylor. F at x can be approximated by f at xk plus is greater. You are not minimizing x, you are not minimizing f, you are minimizing this. Okay? The linear approximation. Okay? So, this is the reason of the success of this method. As a computer scientist, you can consider solving linear programming chip. Okay? So here you have a sequence of chip problems. Okay? But, I'll show you when we make simulations, this method will often be very slow. And we'll understand the reasons why the method is simple, is good, but actually converge slowly, less than linearly. Well, okay, now I need to prove you that this method works. Okay? We did not prove that any method of feasible direction is a converges to stationary point, okay, according to our new definition for the constraint case. We just proved that property. Okay? So, in the next, I would say, less than 5 minutes, I can exploit that property to show you that the conditional or Frank-Wolf conditional gradient or Frank-Wolf method converges. Okay? And clearly, I will use the way we have performed these two tasks. Okay? The concrete way in which we choose the feasible direction. Okay? X bar k minus x k. Well, the statement of the theorem is that is simple. Suppose, once again, that the feasible region is a compact set. Okay. Then,
any limit, how do we say,
limit point,
any cluster point. Of the sequence xk generated by the conditional gradient method. Is a stationary point of our optimization problem P that is the gradient of f at x star times x minus x star is greater or equal to zero for all x in capital F.
Proof?
It's the statement is clear?
Okay. Once again, I'm supposing that the algorithm never stops. Okay? Because if the algorithm stops after a finite number of iterations, a step two optimality is granted. Okay? Suppose the algorithm never stops to generate an infinite sequence, then any cluster point of the sequence is stationary. How do we prove it? Okay?
Well, let's take any stationary point. It means there is a subsequent converging to that point.
Okay?
Let's consider the directions.
The feasible direction associated. We have already proved in the general case that this is also a bounded sequence. Okay? I don't need to tell you once again.
This sequence is bounded. Because this is a bounded sequence and this is a bounded sequence.
Okay?
Since it is bounded, we can suppose, eventually taking a further subsequence, that this goes to some debug.
Now, we need to exploit this. The way we have chosen the direction, okay? Well, by definition, we have chosen an x bar k in such a way that this is minimized. So,
the gradient of f at x k f times minus x k f is greater or equal than the gradient of f at xkf times this quantity. Okay.
This by the way we have chosen the point. Okay? We're choosing it this way. We are choosing xkl in such a way that this is satisfied. Okay? This is actually rewriting this definition in a different way.
Do you see where I'm going? The proof is over. We just have to take the limit. Why? Let's take the limit of this. XKL goes to the cluster point at star.
So, by continuity, this goes to this point.
X is fixed, okay? X is any fixed point in the physical world.
Okay?
So, this by continuity, the grid, so we suppose that is continuously differentiable, so this goes here, this is fixed, and this goes here. And where does this go? Well, we know that this goes to the gradient of x at x star times d bar. But really, we already have this. This goes to zero. The limit of this is greater or equal than the limit of this. The limit of this is this quantity. The limit of this is zero. So, here it is. Since this holds for any x, we prove that here. Okay? You see, just one line. So, actually, now I realize that this is not even needed. Okay? In the proof, because we can apply directly that one. I mean, also in my notice, written, you have this written down, but you don't actually need it. End of proof, end of convergence, okay? So now we have a concrete method for constraint optimization in the case the feasible region is convex. Okay? So the idea of any method of feasible direction is the following. I check optimality. Otherwise, I take a feasible direction, which is also at the same direction, and I make a step along that direction in such a way that I satisfy a reservation. Okay? So, this is the core of the lecture. I have a further method to show you in the family of the methods of feasible directions, but I will show you next time, okay? And it will be called projective gradient, okay? We will stop in advance, but allow me some remarks, okay? This is the framework. I considered Hermitian condition, okay? But I told you we could also take the exact search, okay? Actually, a limited exact search because we want the step to be between 0 and 1, okay? Does anything really change? No, nothing changed. Nothing changed in the proof of the general property. Why nothing changed? Because if we are doing the exact search, okay, the value of the function at the new point, okay, will be less or equal than the value at the new point which you would obtain applying the Hermitian procedure. Okay, I call it this way. I do the exact line search from 0, 1, I get this. Well, if I do Hermitian, I cannot do better. Okay? This is the optimum, so I cannot do better than this. Well, what's the difference in the proof? Here you switch the sign. Okay? This is true for amnesia. But we know that our sequence is not amnesia, but it's this one. Okay? And so up to now we know that this sequence converges to some limit, so this difference goes to zero. Okay? But we have this chain, we have this additional inequality. Okay? Because of this. And so I can do exactly the same thing. Apart from the fact that I'm not considering my steps, but I'm considering the amnesia steps. Okay? Because the role of the sequence is just to say that this goes to zero. So the same proof works also with the exact search. And so you can also do the conditional gradient method with the exact search exact considering step size between 0 and 1. Okay? And indeed the original French word method had the limited exact search. So this is my first remark. My second remark is about compactness. Okay? And now we have to distinguish between the general case and the French word case. Where did we exploit compactness? In the proof of the general property. We exploit compactness twice. The first time is still here. Okay? We needed to say that in our feasible region the objective function is bounded by below. Okay? And we use the fact that we are with a continuous function on a compact region. Okay? Well, this does not change at all if rather than compactness we have the factor because we want this sequence to be bounded by below. Okay? This is what we want. Well, we use compactness to get that the sequence is bounded by below. But we can simply suppose that the sublevel curve set, that means the points in capital X such that f at x is less or equal than f at f0 is compact. You don't need to suppose that the whole visible region is compact. Okay? It is enough to suppose that this sequence is in a compact set. Okay? And since this sequence belongs to this sublevel set, because this is the same method. Okay. Here you just need this is it. Okay? You don't need actually the physical region to be compact, but the sublevel set to be compact. Well, unfortunately this is not enough because we used the compactness another time in the proof. Okay? And I had to erase it, but we used to prove that the direction is bounded. Okay? Not only that the sequence of points is bounded, but also that the direction is bounded. Okay? How do we overcome this problem? Well, this is a big tricky. I'll try to explain first with a picture. Okay, let's suppose this is capital X. Okay? And that we are here. Okay? And that X birthday is here,
okay?
Let's suppose, for instance, let's say that the physical region is somehow unbounded, okay? So my direction is this one.
Okay. Well,
if the direction is in the next iteration, the direction moves this way and then move shortly this way, it could be
that it goes to plus infinity, that its norm goes to plus infinity. Okay? That it is not bounded. Well, but since I'm interested in the direction, I'm interested in the direction, not in its length. Okay? I could replace it by
the unit.
Okay?
Rather than taking the whole direction, I could take this one. Let's say
this one. Okay? Now I will give you formulas.
If rather than considering this point, you consider this one,
okay? Well,
since gamma is in 0, 1, I take gamma to be in 0, 1, okay? This is
so by convexity we are in the region, and the big term gives you easily. Okay, I shorten this, and the direction is still the same direction because x hat k minus xk is nothing but gamma times this one. Okay? And so, the scalar product is negative if and only if the scalar product of the gradient with this vector is negative. Okay? Because the only difference between the two vectors is this constant, okay? This multiplicative constant. So that one scalar product is gamma times the other, so you don't switch the side, okay? But with this gamma, you can control the size of the direction, okay? You can choose it in such a way, for instance, that the north of the direction is always bounded by a given constant that you choose at the beginning. Okay? So, you can replace the boundedness of the whole visible region, the compactness of the whole visible region, by the compactness of this sub-level set, if you choose also the direction in such a way that they are bounded. And you can do it with this trick. Okay? Rather than taking the direction, you check your direction. If it is greater than a constant value you have chosen, you rescale it. Simply. Okay? And these are the formulas to rescale it. You rescale it in such a way that they are bounded. And the proof works exactly as before, okay? Because compactness was needed to have this sequence bounded by below, and to have that the directions are bounded, okay? So you can remove compactness in that case. And what about the Frank-Wolf method? Clearly you can do exactly the same. Notice that what happens here when this is unbounded, since the objective function is linear, okay, It might be that this minimum is minus infinity. If your function goes to minus infinity in the same direction in which your feasible region extends, goes, recedes to infinity. Okay. So here, in the Frank Wolf's framework, you could have some troubles because this might be minus infinity. So this problem could be unbounded, and so this point might not exist. Okay. But provided it exists, you don't have troubles. Okay, so on Thursday I will show you another method of feasible direction, which will require some machinery because it will require the concept of projection.